Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
It is Mountain Home's basketball to start this final quarter as they lead 31-21 over Searcy. Emma Martin will turn the inbound pass on the far sideline, gets into Walker, and we are back underway to play these final 8 minutes. Ball goes over to Husky on the left wing. She takes a screen from Martin, dribbles toward the elbow, now kicks it up top to Foreman. Foreman dribbles to the right side, throws it up top to Martin, over to Walker on the left wing. Walker takes the screen, now gives up top to Foreman, over to Husky on the right side. She's going to dribble toward the elbow, throws up top to Martin. Now gives it to Pfeiffer. Up top to Husky. Searcy once again in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Walker on the left wing. She'll take the screen from Martin, dribble up toward the top. Tries to find Pfeiffer cutting into lane, but Pfeiffer stopped. And the ball goes out of bounds on the unforced turnover. Searcy's going to get it back. 10-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Hicks will walk the ball across the timeline. Ball goes over to Providence on the left side. Her pass down to Branch was knocked away, stolen. Then the foul is going to be called on Taylor Branch. That is her fourth personal foul. And that is the last foul Searcy had to give. The next one will put the Lady Bombers in the bonus. 7:06 left to play in this game. Lady Bombers get the ball back, leading 31-21. Walker into the front court. Throws over to Husky on the left wing. Takes the screen from Martin. Now gives up top to Foreman. Over to Walker on the right side. Now up top to Martin. Martin's going to dribble to the left side of the paint. They're going to say the foul was well before the shot attempt, but this will be a one-on-one because that puts Mountain Home in the bonus. Bump foul by Cammy Province. That's her second personal foul. Team foul number 7 against the Lady Lions. So it is a 1-1 for Emma Martin with 6:41 left in the game. Martin so far 0-2 from the free throw line with 4 points. First shot is up and good, so she does earn the bonus. One more free throw for Martin. Second shot goes up. And she gets both. And now Del Darien is going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with him. 6:41 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Searcy 33-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers, 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Well, right before Mountain Home took that timeout, Emma Martin got both free throws on a 1-1. She now has 6 points, 33-21. Lady Bombers leading the Lady Lions with 6:41 left to play in the game. Hicks takes an inbound pass from Rose and will walk it into the front court. Mountain Home right now in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Rose on the right side. Now to Floyd. She's going to go down into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Latiana Floyd with 6 points now. 33-23, Lady Bombers leading it. 6:20 left to play. Ball goes over to Martin on the left wing. Now she's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. Off the glass, a little strong, no good. Branch gets the rebound, and she's fouled in the backcourt by Martin. That is Emma Martin's third personal foul. That's the last foul Mountain Home had to give. The next foul will put the Lady Lions in the bonus. 6:11 left to play in the game. It is a 10-point lead for Mountain Home. Hicks will walk the ball across the timeline. Drills toward the left side, gives it there on the wing to Province. Province going into the lane for the running jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Foreman. She will give it to Husky, who crosses the timeline for Mountain Home. Down to Martin in the corner. Martin's going to dribble out to the top. Throws it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will give it to Martin near the left corner. She'll take the screen from Pfeiffer. Martin's going to dribble into the lane. Now kick it out to Husky on the right side. Husky is going to take the screen from Pfeiffer as she goes up to the top. Finds Walker on the left wing. Walker's going to take the screen from Foreman. Gives it to Pfeiffer up top. Over to Martin on the right side. Up top to Foreman. Over to Walker now. Walker has it on the left side. Finds Martin up at the top. Over to Husky near the right corner. Down a low block goes to Foreman. Kicks out to Pfeiffer on the left side. Less than 5 minutes left to play in this game. Martin has the ball. Well, Mount Holmes right now is doing a pretty good job of milking a bunch of clock. Foreman has it up at the top. Over to Walker on the right side. She's going to take the screen. Oh, an illegal screen. Another one called on Anna Grace Foreman. That is her fourth personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. Now that does put Searcy in the bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on illegal screens. Kyra Penn's going to check into the game for the Lady Bombers, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. 4:48 left to play in the game. It is a 10-point lead for Mountain Home. 33-23 is our score. Hicks into the front court, throws to Province, down on the low block to Floyd. She loses the handle of the ball, but gets it back, kicks out to Hicks. She pulls up for the jumper, good. Sydney Hicks now with 4 points. 33-25, Searcy leading it. I mean, Mountain Home leading it. Searcy having some issues with their scoreboard right now, but they think they got it fixed now. And now Mountain Home's going to take another timeout. We'll take it with them. 4:19 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Searcy 33-23. You're listening to 33-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Mountain Home with the ball after taking their last 30-second timeout of the game. There's 4:19 left to play as the Lady Bombers lead Searcy 33-25. Walker takes the inbound pass, gives it to Pfeiffer. Back to Walker. Back to Pfeiffer. Now finally into the front court to Martin. Now to Walker. Once again to Martin. Looks like Searcy has switched to his zone and probably going to be trapping a lot more from it. Ball goes over to Martin. Back up top to Walker. Once again to Martin. Once again, Walker has it between the circles. Dribbles to the right side. And she's called for the travel after picking up her dribble. Searcy's going to get it back with 3:54 left to play as they trail by 8. Rose inbounds it from the far sideline to Hicks. Hicks will walk the ball across the half-court stripe. Branch has it over to Rose on the right wing. Up top to Province, thought about the 3. Now Rose has it once again. She dribbles down towards the lane. Now kicks up top to Province. Province is going to go down into lane, go up for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound by Floyd, and she's going to be fouled, and a 1-on-1 coming up for the Lady Lions. I believe Hannah Pfeiffer is going to be called for the foul. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. So it will be Latiana Floyd at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the 1-on-1. She has 6 points so far this evening. 3:26 left to play. First free throw for Floyd is up and good, so she earns the bonus. So far, Searcy as a team is 4 of 5 from the free throw line. make it 4-6 as Floyd misses the second one. She now has 7 points. 33-26, Mountain Home leading it. 3:20 left to play in the game. Here's Walker with the ball up at the top. Mountain Home starts in a man-to-man. Ball goes down to Pfeiffer near the corner. Back to Walker. Walker has it between circles, drills toward the right side, gives it on the wing to Martin. Martin tries to find Foreman, passes well over her head, and ball goes out of bounds, and the search is going to get back on the unforced turnover. 3:01 left to play in the game. Lady Lions with the ball, trailing Mountain Home 33-26. Picks into the front court for the Lady Lions. Drills toward the left side, finds Province. Almost had the ball knocked away, but is able to control it. Now Branch has it on the right wing. Now kicks it to Floyd, back up top to Province, over to Rose on the right wing. Rose drills near the free throw line, kicks out to Floyd. Floyd's going to drill down towards the corner, kicks out to Hicks. Hicks is going to pull up for the leaning jumper, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Oh, no, I thought it was going to go out of bounds. But Hicks went to try to save it, but she threw it right into the hands of Kyra Penn. Back comes Mountain Home. Here is Pfeiffer with the ball on the right side. 2:15 left to play as Mountain Home has the ball leading by 7. Pfeiffer throws it to Walker. Now over to Martin. Boy, Province tried to steal the pass away, but a little late there. Now Walker loses her footing, and she's going to be tied up, and it'll be Cersei's basketball on the possession arrow. I thought she might have been tripped up, but the officials aren't going to call that. And now Cersei's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 1:59 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Cersei 33-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
It is Cersei's basketball with 1:59 left to play in the game as Mountain Home leads 33-26. Cersei took their first time out just a moment ago. Hicks takes the inbound pass from Branch. Hicks walks into the front court. Now Floyd heads up at the top. Kicks up back up top to Hicks. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Tabor, and back comes Mountain Home. Cersei going with the full court press, and it just about worked as Mountain Home almost turned it over. Okay, ball went close to going out of bounds, and now a foul is going to be called on Cersei, a push foul on Latiana Floyd. That's her second personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. Hannah Pfeiffer will be at the free throw line, where so far she's 2 of 2 with 20 points. 1:37 left to play in the game. Anna Grace Foreman is going to check back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Kyra Penn. So Hannah Pfeiffer at the free throw line for the 1-1 to try to build on the Lady Bombers' 7-point lead. First shot for Pfeiffer is up and good, so she does earn the bonus. One more free throw coming up for Pfeiffer. Second shot is up. And this one will roll around and finally go in. And now for Cersei, Emily Housley is going to check into the game, replacing Taylor Branch. Again, 1:37 left to play. It is now a 9-point lead for the Lady Bombers, 35-26. Hicks will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Lions. Drills toward the left side, kicks over to Housley. Her three-pointer may have been partially blocked. Ball goes into the hands of Hannah Pfeiffer, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Cammy Province picks up her third personal foul, team foul number 9 against Cersei. So this will be the last 1-1 for Mountain Home. Hannah Pfeiffer will be back at the free throw line. 4-4 from the charity stripe for Hannah Pfeiffer with 22 points. 1:23 left to play in this game as Pfeiffer's first free throw is up and good. Nothing but net. So she earns the bonus. And that makes a double-digit lead once again for Mountain Home. Again, 1:23 left on the clock. Second shot is good. Pfeiffer now with 24 points, 37-26. Lady Bombers leading it. Hicks will bring the ball into the front court. Dribbles toward the right side, gives it there to Province. Her three-pointer will not go. Rebound controlled by Hicks. Tries to throw it out to Rose. Pass was well wide of her. Floyd is able to get in. She's going to be fouled, and the free throw's coming up for Searcy. Hannah Pfeiffer picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number 9 against Mountain Home. So this will be the last one and one for the Lady Lions. Peyton Husky is going to check into the game, replacing Emma Martin. Latiana Floyd at the free throw line, where so far she's 1 of 2 with 5 points. 107 left to play in the game. First free throw for Floyd. No good. She misses the front end. And Foreman grabs the rebound for Mountain Home. Here's Pfeiffer. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt by Province. That's her fourth personal foul. And that puts Mountain Home in the double bonus. Two shots coming up for Hannah Pfeiffer. So far, she's a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line with 24 points. And, well, before the free throws are going to be shot, Searcy's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 1:04 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading 37-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It is Mountain Home at the free throw line. Hannah Pfeiffer going to try go for two shots with 1:04 left to play in the game. First shot is up and in. She's now 7 of 7 from the free throw line, and she'll try to make it 8 of 8, and she does. She now has 26 points, 13-point lead for Mountain Home. 39-26, the Lady Bombers leading it. 1:04 left to play. Here is Hicks into the front court. Throws it to Province on the right side, up top to Rose. Back to Province. Over to Hicks on the left wing. Now she'll kick it out to Rose. Rose going go up for the layup. No good, but she draws contact, and I think Anna Grace Foreman may have just fouled out. She has. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her fifth personal foul. She's going to head to the bench with 2 points. And Kyra Penn's going to check back into the game, replacing her. So Foreman's going to head to the bench after picking up her fifth foul. And Hannah Pfeiffer's going to come out of the game as well, as she's replaced by Peyton Husky. 48.7 seconds left as Jessica Rose will be at the free throw line for a pair. First free throw is up. No good. That was her first free throw attempt of the night. She has not scored in this game. By the way, that foul did put Searcy in the double bonus. Rose does get the second free throw. 39-27, Mountain Home leading it. Again, 48.7 left on the clock. Martin looking to inbound it, and she finally does, as Tabor's able to save it in right into the hands of Husky. Now she'll throw it out to Martin, who crosses the timeline. 43 seconds left. Ball goes to Walker. Walker's going to dribble down to the lane, kicks it out to Tabor, and looks like Michelle Birdsong has instructed her team not to foul. They're just going to let this clock run out and accept the victory for the Lady Bombers. 20 seconds left as Husky's just holding the ball. Now throws out to Walker. Now back up top to Martin. 10 seconds left. And Martin's just going to drill this one out, and it's going to be a 12-point victory for the Lady Bombers. 2-1-0, and there's the buzzer as Mountain Home gets the victory. The 12-point victory. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Searcy 39-27. We'll look over our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners.